Relevant Radio now presents the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity at our Relevant Radio Green Bay studios.
Well, thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Again, I'm Father Edward Looney and delighted to be able to celebrate today's Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity located in Green Bay, Wisconsin. At this Mass, we especially unite our prayers with the homebound, those in prison, and those unable to attend a Mass in person today. For those who are able, we encourage you to receive our Eucharistic Lord at your local parish and to remember to observe your Sunday obligation. Let us rejoice and be glad and give glory to God. For the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. Alleluia. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. The Lord be with you. During this time of Easter, let us call to mind our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and to you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Let us pray. Enable us, we pray, Almighty God, to proclaim the power of the risen Lord, that we who have received the pledge of his gift may come to possess all he gives when it is fully revealed. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The community of believers was of one heart and mind, and no one claimed that any of his possessions was his own, but they had everything in common. With great power, the apostles bore witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great favor was accorded them all. There was no needy person among them, for those who owned property or houses would sell them and bring the proceeds of the sale and put them at the feet of the apostles, and they were distributed to each according to need. Thus Joseph, also named by the apostle Barnabas, which is translated son of encouragement, a Levite, a Cypriot by birth, sold a piece of property that he owned, then brought the money and put it at the feet of the apostles. The word of the Lord. The Lord is King. He is robed in majesty. The Lord is King. He is robed in majesty. The Lord is King in splendor robed. Robed is the Lord and girt about with strength. The Lord is King. He is robed in majesty. And he has made the wood firm not to be moved. Your throne stands firm from of old. From everlasting you are, O Lord. The Lord is King. He is robed in majesty. Your decrees are worthy of trust indeed. Holiness befits your house, O Lord, for length of days. The Lord is King. He is robed in majesty. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Son of Man must be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. Alleluia, alleluia, Alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "You must be born from above. The wind blows where it wills, and you can hear the sound it makes, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus answered and said to him, "How can this happen?" Jesus answered and said to him, "You are the teacher of Israel, and you do not understand this? Amen, amen, I say to you, we speak of what we know and we testify to what we have seen, but you people do not accept our testimony. If I tell you about earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has gone up to heaven except the one who has come down from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life." The Gospel of the Lord. Through the words of the Gospel, may our sins be wiped away. Well, today in our Gospel, I would say that Jesus gives us a little course in what we would call Trinitarian theology. Jesus does so at greater lengths in the Gospel of John that we read from today later on. He'll talk about how he and the Father is one and so forth and so on. But even today, we get a glimpse of understanding the Trinity. So, of course, the belief that God is one yet three persons. So God as Father, Son, and Spirit. And what we believe about the Trinity is that God has always existed. God wasn't created. God didn't come into being, and there was never a time that God was not in existence. So God has always been. And so the Trinity has always existed, Father, Son, and Spirit. In fact, in one of the Marian antiphons, it says that Mary bore her Creator and remained a virgin after as before. So the idea here that she bore Jesus, who also participated in the act of creation as God. So the Father, Son, and Spirit existing for all time, but in the incarnation, so through Christmas, through the Annunciation and the events of Christmas Day, Jesus comes to earth and gives visibility to who God is as the Son. But the Father, the Son, and the Spirit have always existed from the very beginning, participating together in the work of creation. So how do we hear this Trinitarian theology in our Gospel? Listen again. It says, "No one has gone up to heaven except the one who has come down from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up." So except the one who has come down from heaven. Jesus, the second person of the Trinity, has come down to us through the incarnation as he made his life among us as a divine person with a human and divine nature. And so we have Jesus coming to us then in our to aid our human condition. Another kind of element here that we see, and this is a very popular line. Sometimes we use it, especially in the Lenten season. "And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up." So rightfully, this has been interpreted that, as we know, Moses, he lifts up this serpent. This bronze serpent becomes a healing remedy for those who had began to worship the false gods and were bitten by snakes. And so just as Moses lifted up the serpent, so must the Son of Man be lifted up. The Lenten connection, the crucifixion, Jesus lifted above the earth from the cross, looking out that at the cross, as we look to it, well, then we experience healing, we experience salvation, and so there's that parallel. But many of the ancients and many of the church fathers and saints in their homilies have looked at this sentence here as one also referring to the ascension. So here we are in the days after Easter. 40 days after Easter, Jesus will ascend into heaven. And so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. So this other ascent of Jesus is him ascending in the sight of the apostles, and that he leaves this earth, and that he goes and brings what was not in heaven before, Jesus coming down from heaven, him going back up now, he takes our human nature, that human nature not in heaven before, but now through the ascension of Jesus being lifted up, he takes that. And so as the apostles look on, and as Jesus is lifted up in their sight, well, right before that, he tells them, well, go out and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Make disciples of all nations, he says. And that's what they do. They go out to all the world, and they tell this good news. Well, because Jesus was lifted up, because he gives that commandment, well, then they can go out and preach the message of Jesus. And why do they do that? So that others might have eternal life. So for us, we raise our minds to think about these mysteries of God. The mystery of God is Trinity, Father, Son, and Spirit. This mystery of Jesus being lifted up as he's lifted up into the heavens. We begin to think about that promise of everlasting life, eternal life, that can and will be given to those who believe. And so as we hear these things, as Nicodemus in our gospel hears these things, he hears them so that he too might come to a point of belief, so that he might have eternal life. Let us remain steadfast in what we believe, so that one day we might receive that promise that Jesus wishes to give to all of us. And so now together with one voice, as believers, we pray to our God. We pray for Pope Francis and all priests, that they'll be protected with strength and fidelity in their leadership of the church. We pray to the Lord. For the increase in holy vocations to the priesthood, consecrated life, and sacramental marriage, we pray to the Lord. For all members of the church, that as witnesses of unity and charity, we can be a sign of the risen Lord for the whole world, we pray to the Lord. For all world leaders, that they will be granted wisdom from the Holy Spirit to guide their nations in peace and stability, especially striving to protect the most vulnerable and innocent of society, we pray to the Lord. For all those who have died, for the repose of the soul of Kenneth Fallon, and comfort for his family for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord. And for our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord. O Lord our God, may our prayers rise to the gates of heaven. May they be presented by the angels and saints before your throne, so that as you who have gone to the kingdom might now hear and listen to us who live our lives in anticipation of heavenly realities. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. For through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands will become for us the bread of life. By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink. With humble spirit and contrite heart. Wash me, O Lord, from my iniquity. Cleanse me from my sins. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Grant, we pray, O Lord, that we may always find delight in these paschal mysteries, so that the renewal constantly at work within us may be the cause of our unending joy. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, at all times to acclaim you, O Lord. But in this time above all, to laud you yet more gloriously when Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed. Through him, the children of light rise to eternal life, and the halls of the heavenly kingdom are thrown open to the faithful. For his death is our ransom from death, and in his rising the life of all has risen. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exults in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope and David our Bishop and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by his divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Body of Christ, keep me safe for eternal life. The Christ had to suffer and rise from the dead, and so enter into his glory. Alleluia. For those of you watching or listening, this would be a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and the fervor of the saints. The body of Christ. 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 Let us pray. Hear, O Lord, our prayers, that this most holy exchange by which you have redeemed us may bring your help in this present life and ensure for us eternal gladness. Through Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Mass here on Relevant Radio today. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow at noon central. The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth. The Mass is ended. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and the snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. I beg pardon for those who do not believe, nor adore, nor hope, nor love you. Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I adore you profoundly. I offer you the most precious body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus Christ, present in all the tabernacles of the world, in reparation for the outrages, sacrileges, and indifference by which he has offended. Through the infinite merits of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I beg of you the conversion of sinners. Amen. I invite you to join me in singing number 424, Alleluia, Alleluia, Let the Holy Anthem Rise. Alleluia, Alleluia, let the holy anthem rise, and the choirs of heaven chant it in the temple of the skies. Let the mountains skip with gladness, and the joyful valleys ring. With hosannas in the highest to our Savior and our King. Alleluia, alleluia, like the sun from out the wave. He has risen up in triumph from the darkness of the grave. He's the splendor of the nations. He's the lamp of endless day. He's the very Lord of glory who is risen up today.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at noon central on Relevant Radio. Video stream of the Mass on the Relevant Radio app and at relevantradio.com.